Sometimes I think with the world the way it is and racism as virulent as it is, we sometimes say, well, I can't do anything. There's really nothing to do about it. That's just the way things are. So I thought I would put this together for you just to give you a glimpse of some of the things that are going on right here in our own county. Some of them are more directly related to racism than others, but they all have some connection. I'm not going to read them all, but I want to read the ones that are like this weekend so you won't miss them. In Teaneck, you may have been noticing in the record that we have discovered in my town of Teaneck that there is an old African, Indian, and Dutch settler cemetery that was on the tax rolls in Teaneck until 1959 as a tax-exempt cemetery. Somehow, between 1959 and 1960, it disappeared as a cemetery and was turned over for development. Now, all these many years later, a gentleman has bought it, but there is a very active group in Teaneck which is saying it would be desecration of this cemetery and of our ancestors for a house to be built on top of these sacred remains. So last night at the Teaneck High School, there was a very large group of people who came out to say we need to find a way to preserve this cemetery. The town council has offered to bond about $375,000 for the cemetery, but they told this small, very local group that we have to raise $100,000 by Monday to save the cemetery. So I would just suggest that you contact Lynn Roberts at the email address and get more information. If you want to send a check, she will give you the address to which to send it. The checks have to be made out to a trust fund in the town, but we're holding them until we have enough money so that it doesn't just go into the town coffers. So this is a very important, very immediate and urgent thing that's going on. Under the section called the area, on Sunday, this very Sunday, the 8th at 1 p.m., outside the Passaic County Jail, there will be a victory rally. I don't know if you're aware that our county jails have been housing detainees who are in one sort or another of difficulty with their immigration status. These are not terrorists, they're not criminals. There are people who have been administratively judged to be in violation in some way of their visa status, and they're being held virtually incommunicado in our county jails. There's a very active group in Passaic, in Patterson, that has been monitoring the situation in the Passaic County Jail. You may have read it in the papers over the months. They discovered various abuses of these prisoners, including the use of dogs on the prisoners for control. They were able to work with others to bring in federal monitors to look at the situation in the Passaic County Jail. And the sheriff finally said, that's enough. He's terminating his contract with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Service, which is a real victory. Most of us, or many of us, believe that holding people in this way in this country is unconstitutional in any case. Of course, what they want to do with them and will be doing in the next few days when that's ended is sending them to the other county jails, including Bergen County, where we already have some. So if you would like to come to this rally in Patterson to learn more about this issue and maybe work with us to do a similar kind of protest at the Bergen County Jail, you'd be very welcome. I would like to commend to all of you the next to the last item on the page. There's a wonderful exhibit in New York City, sponsored by the New York City Historical Society, of slavery in New York. Have any of you seen that exhibit? Oh, you must. It's a real eye-opener. I think most of us know by now that there was a lot of slavery in New York City. Wall Street was named for the wall that was to keep the slaves in or out, one or the other. And there is a big African burial ground in Lower Manhattan. Cliff Arrington can tell you about that if you want to talk with him afterwards, the guy with the bright yellow People's Organization for Progress shirt on. It's very worth seeing, and there will be a lecture there on Tuesday called What's Wrong with Slavery. You do have to get reservations. I hope they still have tickets, but it would be worth going to. And finally, New Jerseyans for Alternatives to the Death Penalty. I don't know whether you've been following this in the paper, but we are, I think, on the verge of a moratorium on the death penalty in New Jersey. I think yesterday, I have it right that a committee of the assembly voted in favor of it and will go to the whole assembly on Monday, their last day of the session, and Governor Cody has already promised, as I understand it, to sign it. If that's wrong, I'm sure there are people here who can tell me about it. And there's also a contact person there. I don't think Janet Beto is here tonight. I don't see her. So we can't really say there's nothing we can do. Sometimes I think there's just too much to do, and it's hard to decide which things to concentrate on. I want to take a little risk here because I can't introduce all the notable people here, but there are people from a very important organization called the People's Organization for Progress, which is based in Newark, from which many of us have been learning many things, and I would like all of those members, if you would just stand up for a minute, just to let us see. The People's Organization for Progress has worked absolutely doggedly, year after year, to defend and represent the many people who have been, I'm sorry to say this because it's kind of shocking, but murdered by the police in Newark, and victims of other kinds of violent crime. And they just stay on it until justice is won, or at least won for a period of time, right? It's hard to keep it won. You get them in jail and they let them out again. So welcome. And welcome to all of you from the Anti-Racism Committee of the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood and the Bergen County branch of the People's Organization for Progress. We do have a speaker, and I am going to stop. We're very honored to have Tim Weiss with us tonight. He's the author, as I think many of you know, of the well-known book, White Like Me, Reflections on Race from a Privileged Son. We have a few more copies. You can fight over them after the session. In this book, Tim has crafted a solid history of what it means to be part of the majority white culture in the United States. As those of you who have already read the book know, Tim combines a very personal account of his own experiences growing up as a white man with insights gleaned from his many years as an author, lecturer, and teacher. This is not really easy material for those of us who are white to listen to or to accept. His analysis of the benefits to whites of being white can cut right to the bone. It can be shocking to those of us for whom these ideas are new. But his writing and thinking constitute a bulwark of common sense and uncommon wisdom on the subject of race, politics, and culture. He provides in this book a reliable guidebook for activists, educators, clergy, just plain folks like us who want to understand how race continues to shape life in the United States and what we can do together to make a difference right here in our own county as well as around the world. Best of all, though the subject is anything but humorous, Tim's approach is down to earth, funny, and accessible. Following his presentation, Tim will take questions from the audience. We are being recorded by WBAI, and you will see all these sound people running around, and we're having a DVD made, so just ignore them and pay attention to Tim Weiss.